2月23号，美国神韵国际手团在悉尼的演出落下了帷幕。悉尼的主流社会再次为神韵所表现的深厚文化底蕴所感动。他们说，当代的中国已经不具有如此精彩的文化。对于中领馆的干扰，他们认为那是非常荒谬的行为，人们都应该看神韵。下面请看来自悉尼的报道。
电影导演泽尼奥斯基已经连续3年看神韵演出了。
The presentation, the choreography, the way the background is made, you know, those technical things are coming as well important because being a film director, you see the things, you know, kind of different. So the art, the dance, the steps, the music.
奥兹道斯基教授是澳洲著名的人权专员，他已经是神韵的老观众了。
That it's beautiful culture, that it's peaceful culture, that it's culture which is highly spiritual, that it's not necessarily everything what the communist government in China is. That there is much more to China than the government in China, in People's Republic now.
对于中领馆向学校施压。干扰师生观看神韵演出，他们表示行为太荒谬。
I think it's just ridiculous, and I think that Australians who allow themselves to be intimidated are making a grave mistake. I think this play should be supported, and I would like to see more children, especially from high schools across Sydney, coming to see it.
You know, this is art. So what the politics has got to do with it?But you know, the show is really magnificent. If you guys, if you haven't seen it, next year, come and see it. It's magic. I love it.
结束了悉尼的演出之后，美国神韵国际艺术团将去墨尔本继续他们的澳洲巡回演出。新唐人记者林云、李子莹，澳大利亚悉尼报道。
琼·达利·沃特金斯女士是几家公司的创始人和首席执行官。她在2月23号观看了美国神韵国际手团在悉尼的最后一场演出后表示，演出中所有的一切都太棒了，不可思议的美是奇迹的组合。她说她已经迫不及待要看明年的演出。
I just am so excited and thrilled about that wonderful performance. It was so special.
神韵演出终于在悉尼落下帷幕，为悉尼观众留下难忘的记忆。
Every part of it was incredibly wonderful. I was in amazement at the talent of every single person on stage, and the singers were just so beautiful. The costuming, the background, it was.I loved every moment. I would say, think that it was a combination of brilliant and beautiful. And with wonderful sound from the orchestra and the singers. It was that. It was a combination of pleasing all the senses. To me, very, very, very special.In so many ways, it touched my heart and my soul.
纯正的5000年中华文化再现舞台，观众们感觉看不够。
Oh, the movement, the precision of the movement. I couldn't stop looking from one performer to the others, and they all moved in absolute unison.The ability of those dancers is unbelievably spectacular. It was wonderful to watch, and the music I thought was very beautiful. Everything about it. And I can't wait for next year to come and see it again.
美国神韵国际艺术团将前往墨尔本和坎培拉，继续他们的澳洲巡回演出。新唐人记者莫娜、李子莹，澳大利亚悉尼报道。
2月23号，美国神韵国际艺术团在悉尼的最后一场演出，再次以其深厚的文化底蕴、精彩绝伦的表演震撼了全场。观众们纷纷表示，演出充满活力，内涵深刻， 让人难得在繁忙的世俗之外静思片刻。请看以下报道。
一场充满东方文化的演出在悉尼的地院剧场上演16天，对地院剧场来说还是第一次。
I truly enjoy it, yes. And it's a wonderful show. I think I like it because it tells a story. And I very much appreciate the color and the excitement. The show is full of movement.And it seems to me that it has something for just about all ages.
神韵艺术团的成功演出，观众感觉其内涵清晰，可以心领神会。
I feel that the message that they're trying to get across to the audience is the freedom of choice. And it particularly came across to me very strongly in the dance of the blossom, where the blossom is a flower that in winter.Flowers even with freezing cold winds and snow, but yet comes out beautifully and strong. And I feel that if you believe strongly enough in what it is, the message you're trying to get across, it will get across to people.
There's a sense while you're listening to the music that it's like you want to take a deep breath and just sit and relax, because in this very bustling world, I don't think we get a lot of chance.To go to a show that so tells us a story and makes us think about it and to enjoy the quiet times that are there. I know it's full of movement and life, but the music centres us somehow. It seems to make us want to just sit quietly and maybe think about something outside our own little sphere of reality.
美国神韵国际艺术团演出的下一站是墨尔本，将在那里进行为期6天的演出。新唐人记者林云、李子莹，澳大利亚悉尼报道。
本周二，神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚墨尔本的首场演出圆满落幕，演出气势宏大，画面精美，旋律动人，如仙乐渺渺。为这座澳大利亚的人文之都注入了来自东方的艺术生命力。
墨尔本在澳大利亚被誉为最有文化素养的城市，世界各地的很多艺术团体都争相到这里举办艺术活动，因此墨尔本人在艺术领域也素以见多识广著称。美国神韵国际艺术团的演出将华美与纯净完美结合，古典与传统相互贯通，整场演出节奏明快，高潮迭起，令这里的观众惊叹不已。
I thought this is just going to be so momentous and affecting, but to actually see the performance, it was the costume, the scenery, the music, and the dedication and the talent of the dancers, and it just all culminates and to this spectacular, beautiful event. And the singing, the words.It was just absolutely beautiful, and the way it was presented as well, the presenters were really amazing. They just walk you through this experience, and it's just one performance after another. It was amazing. The dancers are almost, their elevation, it's almost as though they're, sometimes you're watching them, you think these people are weightless. They're just in the air and they're weightless, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
布兰顿表示，神韵演出启迪人心，他能感受到演出中散发出的能量。
There were certainly some dances that they just ooze, and it just comes through to you absolutely. It's just almost speechless.
神韵国际艺术团从3月1号到6号将在墨尔本市中心的丽晶剧院用国际顶级的歌舞表演展现中国古典舞的魅力，再现中国传统文化的精华。新唐人记者金玲，澳大利亚墨尔本报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在澳大利亚墨尔本的第三场演出圆满结束。对于西方观众来说，悠悠5000年的中华文明能以绚丽多彩的舞蹈形式在短短的时间内展现，他们感到非常惊喜。这也是墨尔本莫兰德市市长奥斯卡·伊迪兹先生在周四晚上观看神韵演出后的感受。来看报道。
I didn't actually expect what I've seen out there. I think it's a fantastic presentation. So I think it's extremely moving and probably one of the best shows I've been to be honest. So we're enjoying it.
What's the message
伊兹迪先生是去年刚刚上任的位于墨尔本北部的莫兰德市的年轻市长，他非常喜欢中国和中华文化，神韵的演出令他非常惊喜。
Look, I think the various stages of China's history, I think that's what's coming out. So I'm finding that every time the curtain opens, it's a different sort of scene. It's a different year. It's a different stage of China's history. So I'm seeing a lot of that.
他对神韵的编舞方式、不同颜色的运用、舞蹈演员非常具有动感的表演以及富有激情的演唱印象深刻。他说人们不应该错过他。
The stage is changing so quickly, and the different sort of, I guess, different flavor and culture coming out of each different dance is something that I think a lot of people would enjoy. Look, it's a great night, and I reckon people shouldn't miss it.
神韵在墨尔本还有四场演出，将于本周日结束。新唐人记者萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
神韵国际艺术团在墨尔本的第二场演出高潮迭起，演出中丰富的人文底蕴令现场的观众为之倾倒，赞叹不已。请看报道。
慕名而来的观众中有不少是艺术相关人士， Russell Brooks 和女伴 Emily Faisal 就是其中之一。身为平面设计师和网站设计师的 Russell 对神韵在如此短时间内凝聚了悠久的中国传统文化表示非常惊喜。
But I'll just say there was culture, color, amazing sounds. It was pure, it was beautiful, it was just everything, all those different things in, rolled into one.
Russell 的女伴 Emily 是一位印尼舞蹈的编舞者，她也被神韵演出的精彩绝伦深深折服了。
Fantastic. It was absolutely, it was very gracious, graceful.Everyone was just spot on, and the uniform was just absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
除了对中国文化的神之韵味赞不绝口，演出所表现出的不畏强权、苦难中蕴含希望的场景，也深深震撼了艾莫尼女士。
Absolutely, especially with the orchestra playing live, it kind of gives you a different feel, especially when, you know, with the whole communism and the fighting, death, heaven, and all that sort of thing. So absolutely, it was quite emotional.
神韵国际艺术团在墨尔本的丽晶剧场还有五场演出，将继续向观众展现中华五千年的历史文化之旅。新唐人记者程天天，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
今年是神韵艺术团第四次到澳大利亚墨尔本演出，在墨尔本教授中国民族和民俗舞蹈的周威荣女士对神韵艺术团的表演倍感亲切，她对神韵几年来始终如一的坚持传统的文化精神非常佩服。请看报道。
差不多神韵有来墨尔本，我几乎每年都有看哦，几乎每次都觉得不可以错过，一定要来看。
从台湾移民澳洲的周威荣女士在墨尔本拥有自己的舞蹈团，向澳洲的主流社会介绍中国民族和民俗舞蹈。她深有体会地说，在海外走中国舞的路很难，为了吸引观众，有时会改变和引进一些现代的内容，但神韵却能保持传统的文化精神，并一直能坚持演出。
那我觉得他们还是很保持原来的传统的文化精神，然后这样持续的在演出。那像让一些那个澳洲的观众啊，可以看到原来的风貌，这个是很难做到的。我觉得在尤其是在海外啊，这么有限的资源啊，他们还可以做得这么好，真的是非常的难得。
最后，他希望喜欢有更多的人来看神韵。
我应该说喜欢中国就是中国文化的观众应该都要来看，因为它不只是舞蹈，那它融合了音乐，有上京的音乐，它融合了中西方的音乐，这个我觉得也是非常的好听，很特别。还有就是它的一些舞台背景的效果做得非常的好，非常的专业，然后整体的搭配非常非常的可以说是完美，所以一定要来看。
神韵在墨尔本共有6000+场的演出，中国的神传文化正以中国古典舞的形式留在人们的心中。新唐人记者萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
2011年3月3日，美国神韵国际艺术团在墨尔本的第三场演出圆满落幕。观众席中有一群身着黑色长袍的希腊东正教教徒，他们的大主教艾兹科尔先生在观看演出后表示，神韵演出的每一个部分都在向人们传达不同方面的信息，最重要的信息就是天国的存在，人必须跟随确定的道路才能回到天国。请看报道。
I was very impressed seeing the different parts on the stage and all these parts they are giving to us different messages. Of course the great message which comes from the whole action is that there is heaven and earth. There is God which is all over the creation and we have to follow certain ways to get in heaven from earth.
大主教埃兹科尔曾在悉尼教会担任教区神父15年，1984年至今，他在墨尔本历任主教助理，直到大主教。他说，天幕上展现的绿色世界是神韵传递的另一个讯息。
The greenery on the stage, that's another message for today's world, because we are not respecting so much the nature, and we destroy it with our lives and with our actions.
他说这些信息对所有的人都很重要，希望每个人都来看神韵。
Yes, yes, very, very strong to everybody, to the youngsters, to the middle age, and to the elderly. And so I think all of this message, of course, impressed very much all the people that they seen the show. And I advise everybody to go, to come and see it.
埃斯科尔大主教说，他在悉尼的一些朋友看过神韵后劝他去看，现在看了感到非常开心。新唐人记者萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
道格拉斯·海伍德是澳大利亚墨尔本最著名的音乐指挥家之一，他与妻子一同观看了神韵国际艺术团在墨尔本的第四场演出。海伍德称赞神韵艺术团演员们对角色情感拿捏得当，演出主题祥和，舞蹈构图优美，表演充满活力，是能让人身心轻松的视觉盛宴。
I thought it was fabulous. I really enjoyed the full orchestra. It was just beautiful. I really enjoyed that.
I thought it was fantastic. I loved the energy of the dancing. I loved the symmetry. I loved the message behind the dancers. I loved the sound of the orchestra. And just the whole general theme through the show of honesty and of peace and of the fact that you can live in harmony, I thought it was wonderful.I was quite blown away. I didn't know what to expect. And to come here and see the quality of the performance was absolutely stunning.
海伍德认为神韵艺术团的演员们表演自然生动，没有激烈的情感表露，却能感人至深。无论是悲伤还是诙谐，都演绎得恰到好处。
Because I'm a musician and a conductor. I've done lots of shows and I've seen lots of shows. What I thought was...came to the front of this was the sincerity of the performance through the artist, not only through the artist, through the colour, through the use of the images on the backdrop, the cyclorama, were quite stunning, and the whole show from beginning to end, with a sense of calmness in the message. I came here not knowing what to expect, like I'm going away feeling quite calm and relaxed. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
20世纪60年代，海伍德是墨尔本首屈一指的男中音歌唱家，曾任国家剧院歌剧公司的首席，后成为乐队指挥，是当地最受推崇的音乐指挥家之一。新唐记者金明，澳大利亚墨尔本报道。